Hi, thanks for joining us today on Channel 9, and today we're going to talk about the Microsoft Manufacturing Toolkit. My name is Charlie Fichter. I'm with Developer Platform Evangelism team in Microsoft, and I'm a Senior Solution Architect on the Global ISV Architecture team. And what we do is we basically help large ISVs to build software solutions on the Microsoft platform, and we've been working for over a year with several different divisions across Microsoft to put together this toolkit that we think will be very helpful in the manufacturing industry, as well as broad adoption we see beyond manufacturing. The toolkit is being built by Developer Platform Evangelism, the CSD product group, which they are the manufacturers of the BizTalk product, Windows Communication Foundation. You'll also hear them greatly in the Oslo and Dublin technologies coming up in the future. As well, we've been working broadly in the enterprise partner group with the industry verticals and the manufacturing vertical in the production of this toolkit. The goals of this toolkit, we really saw an opportunity with a couple of open standards organizations that have been focusing on building manufacturing-focused standards for several years, primarily the MIMOSA organization and the OPC UA organization. MIMOSA stands for the Machine Information Management Open Systems Standard Alliance organization, and OPC stands for the Open Connectivity Systems. As these specifications have been developing, there's been broad interest in trying to figure out how do we make these standards come alive in a services-oriented architecture with the growing emergence of obviously SOA patterns and web services patterns, and then how do we make this environment also dynamic for publish and subscribe types of environments. We have some actual working code samples that we're going to walk through in this presentation. We wanted to give you just a general overview right now of our initiative with these standards, these open standards organizations, and give you an idea of the effort that's behind this and Microsoft's commitment to assisting open standards and you as the customers and ISVs that are interested in developing and using our products to build these open standard solutions. The technologies we'll be demonstrating that are encompassed in this are principally around these two standard bodies organizations, MIMOSA and OPC UA. The MIMOSA implementation is by and large the largest implementation we've done right now. And we do have a portion of the sample that will show an OPC integration scenario, but by and large we're going to be focusing mostly on showing the MIMOSA standard implementation. There's two sides of the MIMOSA organization implementation that we focused on, the TechXML specification, and as well as their common data environment, which is a CRIS database. We call it a CRIS, Common Repository Information System, which we've actually fully implemented in the SDK. The toolkit itself will be comprised of three different elements. We're actually going to deliver this in an MSDN publishing vehicle, we believe, so it'll appear very similar to an SDK or sample documentation reference guide that you've seen in the past with many of our products. We'll have architectural guidance documents, we'll have the actual working samples themselves, and then we'll have all the necessary artifacts that fold into the environment, which include BizTalk and many others. The Microsoft technology showcase is quite broad in this implementation. We're very proud of the fact that we've been able to implement many of the new technologies across the platform. So you'll see in the implementation, all the way from Windows operating system, the server, up through BizTalk. We've got SQL Server, obviously the database support. We've got BAM, which is our business automation monitoring publishing. We built a model that publishes reports and tracking of the messages into SharePoint server. We are also demonstrating WCF, the communication framework for our services-oriented architecture. And we have also two management utilities that we've built, custom utilities, just simple UIs that actually generate and publish the messages into the samples. At this point, I think we'll go ahead and cut into the actual working bits. We are planning a ship sometime in the first half of 09. Right now, we are in the process with the product group of ciphering through the documentation and the code samples, preparing this into a formal publication. It'll most likely be in a downloadable zip contained format. But for right now, we have everything working in an actual virtual machine environment. We're going to cut over to that right now. All right, we're now inside the virtual machine that's running a simple laptop environment with an external hard drive running our virtual PC image. And this is by no means a production environment that you would be running this entire middle tier platform. But this for showcasing and demonstrating the technology, this is a fine setup and very similar to what most of your developers and architects are going to be utilizing at any rate to evaluate and look at the SDK material. As I've got up here on the screen, you'll notice this is the principal architecture at a very high level. We'll talk about it a little bit. The basic concept was we wanted to make sure that all messages could come from an environment of many publishing sources. Publishing environments can be applications, they can be file sends on the wire, they can be any multiple source of possible origination of a message. And this TechXML message can float into our environment through the exposure of a web service. And as you see here, I'll use the mouse just to indicate here if you can see on the screen. The publishing application simply are porting or sending a message into a published known web service, the TechXML formatted message. We have the BizTalk server environment utilizing the Windows Communication Framework adapter built inside BizTalk server is exposing a web service endpoint that's receiving this message. Administrators and operators down here have the ability to watch and track and monitor all messages. They can take action on messages and workflow and orchestration patterns, and we'll get into that in a little bit further in the demo. Once the message floats through the orchestration pattern, BizTalk server has this notion of a message box, which is simply basically an in-memory container for messages that it takes action based on orchestration telling it to do things or other types of mechanisms in BizTalk server operating on that message. At this point, because we wanted to implement a pure PubSub environment, we don't always know at the time of publishing who all the subscribing applications are. So these are somewhat disconnected in the environment, which is nice. We have tools, and we've built a sample subscription manager in here that actually is external to BizTalk that allows you to simply change those subscribing endpoints of where you want the messages sent on the fly. Kind of a nice little fun utility for developers. We'll enjoy that as you're doing testing your environments. But the basic idea is we'll just have subscribing endpoints, which are also web services, saying, I want that message, I want that message, I want that message. This can be one-to-one, it can be one-to-many. The second part, once the message floats into the message box, as indicated here through the orchestration pattern, the orchestration dumps it into the message box, we're using the WCF adapter again in BizTalk to publish out to these endpoints. And what we've built and implemented in the current sample is we've just built some .NET services that we've exposed that are running in the background on this machine that are going to be listening on a registered web service location. That .NET service is going to receive the TechXML message. It's going to then write it into the CRIS database directly, which is hosted in our SQL Server database. So at this point, why don't we take a look first, and we'll start from the back of the system and take a look at those databases. As I mentioned earlier, part of the Mimosa specification, there's two major portions that we wanted to really address. And I should back up and say that we've worked extensively with the Mimosa organization to build this this demo. Over many, many months, we've had their architects and a lot of their lead personnel in the organization in conference calls looking at, we've demoed this with them, gone back, revised it. So we've built this very much in tangent with them to really demonstrate and show some of these key features that they felt were going to be key for being able to implement an actual Mimosa solution on the Microsoft platform. And one of the things, we went ahead and invested the time, and you'll notice we've got three of them, three actual separate implementations of the CRIS, is we've implemented from their specification, by and large, the entire CRIS database. Notice it has more than 408 tables. This does everything from creation of assets to asset management through the tracking process, through alarming, eventing, everything that you could imagine, everything basically that you should expect inside of the Mimosa events, activities, and asset tracking through their specification. What we've done is we do have inside BizTalk, we have gone ahead and created most all of the specifications, and we've already typed them into XML specifications and loaded them inside BizTalk, including, as we get down here, if you look at the bottom, you can see we've got many of the OPC UA specifications as well. However, for the fully functional demo that I'm going to be showing you, we decided to only implement messages, just so as a matter of course of time and energy and cost associated to building an SDK, we couldn't build an entire Mimosa implementation, but we felt that through these transactions, it would give you the developer or the architect or the business person that's evaluating this, at least a good feel of how to implement this. We're fairly confident that a developer with even a novice level understanding of the Microsoft.NET platform or BizTalk could take this code sample and these samples and actually build their entire implementation on it. We think that these are very good, and again, these were chosen with, in conjunction with, the Mimosa org architects, because we felt that demonstrating these really give you a full encompassing experience of how to do this on the Microsoft platform. So you notice we've got 5040 and 5041, which are registering assets and installing and then taking out assets. Diag management has to do with eventing and creating events, and then we've got some trend management and some alerting and some alarm messages that will be taking place. Inside the specifications, back again, let's take a look at just a few of these. We'll jump over to the 5040 just so you get an idea of what it looks like. And here we'll just pop in and take a look at one of the specifications and registered already as a schema type inside BizTalk. And here's a schema view. And we do this inside BizTalk because we have a validation process. So when a message comes in, we aren't just going to say, just because a message header says I'm a 5040, we actually are going to validate it against a typed schema library. So here we actually have a 5040 from the Mimosa specification. And what I'll do now is we'll go ahead and fire in a message, just so you can see how the simple application works. We have a little console box that's going to give us a validation. Once the web service has received it, BizTalk is going to give us a little acknowledgement back, because in the part of the specification of Mimosa, we have to give acknowledgements on receipts. We also have a retry submission based on failure, and we'll get into that a little bit once I go through the orchestration pattern. Here we'll start, we'll just do a create asset event. We'll send a message. And it takes a couple seconds on a laptop with a virtual machine, but we should get an acknowledgement back from BizTalk. It's creating an asset. There's a pipeline component spinning up in BizTalk. There's an orchestration that's firing, and it's sending the actual message right now at this point through to the message box. And then at this point, any subscribing services already have received this message. So right now we've got a true response back. Now we'll go ahead and we'll do the uninstall asset message, which will actually remove it out of the CRIS database at this point. So this is fired all the way back through to the CRIS database at this point. We've got a registration of an asset, and now we've removed it. And to see that we've got a full response here, we'll do a reload here on our BAM. This is the business activity monitoring model that we've built inside the BAM services for BizTalk. And we'll go down here to our TechXML receive messages. We've got a nice little simple UI here to pull down event types, and we'll make it not empty. We'll go ahead and pull all the data elements in so we can see it, and then we'll run our query. So this is interrogating the BizTalk historical tracking databases for every message that's gone through and filtered through the BizTalk environment, and you'll see that we've got a bunch of messages here. I'll just do a resort on the received. And of course, these are the messages we've just fired. It is 2 o'clock on March 3rd. We are recording this session. I'll open up one of these messages, and here you can see the 5041. Whoops, that was the uninstall event. Apologize. And before that, you could see that this should be the 5040, which would be there's the install event, and you saw the uninstall event. So now let's dive in a little bit more. So you've seen actually what I've done there very simply is we've created, through our simple application, we fired a message into a web service endpoint. BizTalk fired up a message receive pipeline component that does a little bit of work. And the reason we have this pipeline component is because there are some resend and retry requirements within the Mimosa specification in case of failure. And then it spins up, once we have a successful acknowledgement of a receipt of a message, it spins up the orchestration. The orchestration fires into the message box. Message box fires to subscribing applications. So let's take a look now at what this orchestration looks like. Very simple. All we're doing here is we've got the request operation coming in, the posting of the response back. This is returning the acknowledgement. And we construct response, all we're doing at this point is reading the message, doing a validation against the schema type, taking and saying this is a Mimosa MIM 5040. And we're putting a property value onto this message and then firing it effectively into the message box. And that's a way that we can apply the subscription filters later on the send port, so I'll show you that, of all the subscribing applications that will receive that message. This orchestration is very simple. We aren't doing a lot of work here. I do want to show for folks that aren't familiar with the BizTalk environment, we do give you a very nice simple palette. The orchestration environment is hosted inside of Visual Studio, so developers can create their projects. If you see over here on the right, I've got my full application project, including my source, so I can jump in between my actual code that I'm going to write in C# or .NET, build my assembles compile, And then I can jump back over to my BizTalk project where I've actually got my orchestration that I'm going to design. But in the toolbox, I just wanted to show for newer viewers that haven't used BizTalk, we have all of these nice orchestration. This is called our orchestration design palette. We have these tools where we can construct messages, we can throw shapes, visual shapes, workflow objects, workflow shapes you can think of to throw down onto the orchestration patterns to do operations on the actual messages. We can do transformation, we can do nested loops, we can do all kinds of interesting. We've got in here we built a simple little error catching mechanism here so that if we do get a failure, we fire it back out, resend it, and apply that resending mechanism that we mentioned. But other than that, we aren't doing a lot of work in this sample. We just wanted to give you an idea of how to flow a message through. We wanted to keep it fairly simple, not to overcomplicate folks that might be new to the environment. So now let's keep following the architectures we're walking through. We've now have fired the message through the orchestration. We've sent it out to this message box. Now what happens? What's the magic in this virtual memory where this message is just sitting waiting? And the way we handle that is through the subscribing mechanism through BizTalk. And where we do that is inside the send port. You create this notion of an outbound port where BizTalk is going to potentially send messages. You can have them bound in different ways to where they're directly, BizTalk will just take it from the message box and send it directly to a port. Or another way that we are doing it here is we've actually applied on the ports using filters. Before I get to filters, I'll show here is one of the send points for the registration. We just gave it a nice developer coding friendly name of S1 Reg, just so we knew that this was going into the registration, the CRIS registration database. But if you look into the configuration of our WCF adapter, which we mentioned, Windows Communication Framework is our web services adapter implementation inside BizTalk. And here inside the configuration, we're just pointing it to a web service location. So it knows where to send it, but when? How does it know when? And the magic happens here through these filters that we configure on the ports. And here's where we actually set the property values that I mentioned. So the orchestration initially, when it gets the message, it sees that it's a 50-40 message, it stuffs that property notation along with the message into the message box. The filters on the ports are watching every message that goes through. When that 50-40 hits, it says, okay, this is one I care about, and the send port knows I'm going to then send it back to my address here at this location. He's going to fire off that web service out, that text XML message out to that web service. Okay, so that concludes basically most of the sample that we need to walk through. It should give you a pretty good idea of the working sample. I did want to show you a couple of the tools that we've built to make it a little bit simpler to for developers to implement and test on this environment. One of the nice little tools we built is this thing called a subscription manager. You noticed inside BizTalk, I had to do some port assignments, I had to do some configuration of the adapter, I had to set up external locations for the addressing. But as a developer, particularly if I'm in a test environment and I'm not, you know, I just want to build stuff and I really want to do this quickly and send them to my test components, we just threw together a nice little simple registration app here. And all this is doing is it's writing, you can create your service, I've got my component that I want to receive a message, I can publish all that configuration with the URL, the message type that I want to receive, and it writes it all into the BizTalk databases in the appropriate places. So on the fly, I can adjust and I can register subscribers and unregister them out on the fly as a developer. Very handy tool for testing purposes. And that concludes the demo portion. As I mentioned, we'll be going public with this hopefully first half of 09. The best part of this is it's all working, it's debugged, we've got it in a great stable situation now, and we're just in the process of finalizing the documentation, and we're looking forward to getting great feedback from everyone, and if we need to do more with this toolkit, if we were absolutely interested to get feedback of how folks are implementing this. And if you have help, there's my name is on the associated with the Channel 9 here. Feel free to send me an email, and we'd be happy to talk with you. So thank you for attending this Channel 9 session, and we're looking forward to hearing great stories of how folks are implementing the Microsoft Manufacturing Toolkit. Thank you.